2-2 on the scoreboard.
Another attempted shot there. Can't quite get it off. Logan Miles tries a backhand in there, but that one's deflected. There's another deflected shot, originally taken by Leonard. That one's going to be frozen by Heretzky. We'll have another face-off.
Thought we were going to have a little scrum there for a minute. I guess it works that way in the Pee-wees, too. If you got an offensive person in front of the net, when the goalie freezes the puck, the defense's job is to get them out of there. And two of them did.
Yep, they certainly did. Playing some pretty good fundamental hockey now as we see Miles fire, but that's going to go wide of the goalie. Thumbsell trying to get it out of the zone. That one finds its way back to Hretzky. I don't even know who shot that one, but it just
that
went
one just came out of a count, came out of a huddle of people and from out there in the boards.
I think it might have actually been a Thumbsell player that last had it on his stick.
It possibly could have.
Nonetheless, we're going to have a face-off to Horetsky's right back in his defensive zone. It's going to be won by Nordstar. Thumbsell trying to get it out. Thumbsell now with the puck, and they are going to successfully get it out of the zone. And Leonard back there to play the puck. Cruz and Tulaski giving chase. Schisler back there to play the puck for North Star. Leonard plays it around his own goal into the corner. Merges fires it in behind the goal. Thumbsell trying a little dump and chase. Nice little saucer pass out to center ice to Fitzpatrick. Sosnowski not going to let the puck go through though, and he's going to keep it in the neutral zone. Puck sent down deep behind Horetzky, behind the goal. Played around to Ramsey. Ramsey's got the puck on his stick. He's going to do another little spin move, putting the how do you do on him. He's going to come around to attempt the wraparound, but good defensive played by Mergis, who takes it right off Ramsey's stick. Puck still being held in by Nordstar. Thumbsell just can't seem to quite get the puck out of the zone. There's Fitzpatrick. He's looking for some open space, and he gets a shot off. Kick save by Horetzky just as time's expiring. A big save by Horetzky on a nice shot.
Kick save.
And a beauty.
And a beauty.
At the end of the second period, 2-2 to the score. North Star Bank out shooting Thumb Cellular now 16-7, starting to carry the play a little bit, but it's not showing up on the scoreboard. Time to take a media timeout on the WLEW Sports
Hey, hockey
Network.
Fans, this is Jeremy Roth with East Huron Teevan Appliance and Bad Axe. We know hockey fans and players work hard on and off the ice and expect their appliances to do the same. That is why we sell tough American-made appliances like Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid. With some of the industry's most rugged designs, these appliances are sure to last for the long haul. And for an extra peace of mind, right now you can add a 10-year major component warranty on any appliance for only $10. We're here making room for a Maytag brand with power-packed laundry pairs. Select washer models offer an extra power button to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. Using the extra power button on select dryers extends cycle time and tumbling to help get thick fabrics, pockets, and seams drier the first time. Stop in today and ask how you can add more power to your laundry day with Maytag brand. That's East Huron TV and Appliance at the east end of Bad Axe, or visit us at easthurontv.com.
Ice Cutter Sports. Ice Cutter Sports, your one-stop hockey shop in the Thumb, wants to thank all the coaches, parents, and players of Huron and Salak counties for your business and for another fun and entertaining hockey season. Ice Cutter Sports carries a wide variety of Warrior gear in stock. Come in and take advantage of the end-of-the-season inventory blowout sale. Everything must go. Prices too low to advertise. Many items are clearance. So stop into Ice Cutter Sports, located at 414 East Super Road in Bad Axe. And get fitted for the toughest hockey gear for the toughest sport with Warrior Gear at Ice Cutter Sports, located on East Super Road in Bad Axe.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people. I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Back to hockey on Cruise 102.1 FM and the WLEW Sports Network. Two periods in the books. It is 2-2 between Thumb Cellular and North Star Bank.
Two quick periods, let me tell you. Two quick periods. And so it's basically 0-0 with one period to play, you could say.
Well, yeah, and it could end one season or extend another's. It depends on which way you look at it. So
Thumbcell trying to force a proverbial game seven. Wow, there was a nice shot there by Ramsey and an even nicer save by Horetsky as he slides over to his left, deflecting that one away. Puck's back in the neutral zone. These shots seem to come quick. The puck's in the neutral zone, and then all of a sudden it's being shot at the goaltender. These kids are sneaky, John. They're sneaky.
They're sneaky. Sneaky fast.
Puck's in the neutral zone. Cruz with the puck. Now we've got Thumbcell. They are skating from left to right, and North Star Bank skating from right to left. Puck is inside Thumbcell offensive zone, and it is cleared out. Michaela Boyle back to play the puck on defense. She sends it up the board, stopped by North Star. Caden Geiger trying to get it through the other end of the ice. We've got a trip coming up. Champagne went down, and he was tripped up. That might have been Caden Geiger.
Yeah, he, it kind of looked like he took a shot at the puck and missed it and took out a pair of feet at the same time. So
and the height advantage does not go to Geiger in that one. So he was underneath him already.
This period just started, but this is a very, very important time for Thumb Cellular right now. I mean, North Star Bank only lost one game the whole season. Thumb Cellular's down one loss to them right now. This is a very important power play for them.
And, that one, a shot went in wide. I think Cooper Glidden thought he had it covered, but it actually was behind him.
And the refs thought
he had it covered, too. It was a loose puck, but they blow the whistle. And so North Star kind of dodges a bullet right there. Faceoff won by North Star, fired by Tulaski, stopped by Glidden. Hits the leg pad as he just gets it out there just in time. Zimmerman plays it for North Star. Kicks it out to center ice. We're back in the neutral zone with Leonard with the puck. A really solid skating defenseman. Fitzpatrick with the puck, looking for an opportunity to shoot. That one's going to be deflected. Fitzpatrick working behind the net. He kicks it out to the front. Norther trying to get something going, even though they are shorthanded. Schistler backhands it, but it ends up on the stick of Tulaski, who's coming in trying to make an opportunity here. And he does a backhanded goal for Schistler. Squeezes by Glidden, and they make them pay for that penalty. Power play goal for Schistler.
Excellent, excellent move, taking it to the outside, going across the net, and took the opportunity and found a little spot between Glidden and the post. Great backhand shot, 3-2, Thumb Cellular.
Thumb Cellular now 1-for-2 on the power play. They had a short power play coming off a 4-on-4 opportunity earlier in the game. That's their first full power play, and they capitalize.
Yeah, check that. I meant that was a goal by Tulaski. Schistler's on North Star, but it was Tulaski with that beautiful backhanded goal. We have an offside, so a quick whistle as we will get another face-off. Forwards are going to change for Thumb Cell. Get some fresh legs out there. 3-2. What do you do now, John? Do you play to not lose this, or do you keep up the intensity?
I've never ever thought just playing defense or just playing it safe is good for your team to change your game plan. They just need to keep playing the way they've been playing. That's solid defense, and just take the opportunities when you can. But never wait for them to come to you. You always want to be the attacker.
And Mason Ramsey has, 69 points on the year? You don't want to have to be playing defense against that guy. I would much rather be on the offense.
No, and he's definitely going to push it now, and he's got the puck now coming down the ice.
And that tends to be what happens, and too. As it gets late in the game, those guys start to shine.
And five Thumb Cellular players also know that he was bringing it up the ice because he was surrounded by the time he got to the blue line. So, I mean, that's probably smart play by Thumb Cellular right now, but you know, you don't want to get careless in those situations, too.
Now, I'm sure that that was the conversation that Mike Mazur had with his team going into the third period, that, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to